Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Psyche Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm the executive producer of Psyche Talk and also the president of the Tarot Guild, the international organization for folks into tarot and numerology and professional practitioners as well. 14 years. Oh, my God. Coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And my fabulous co-host, let me bring her on. Got to find her in the queue here. We're going to bring Sharona on.
Hello,
are you
everyone.
There,
I'm here, and it's a wonderful day in New York City.
Awesome. Live from New York, folks. Wow, we're like all over the place. You know, here I am in Tucson, and you're over there in New York. And, you know, I forgot exactly where Catherine is, but we're going to be bringing her on soon. We actually have a special guest, and she's going to kind of be like a guest co-host too as well. We're going to do like a really short interview and just find out all about Catherine, and then we're going to go into our topic that we already had scheduled for today. We're going to talk about angel numbers and other signs from angels and spirit. So if you've always been curious about that, if you've got numbers following you around, that's what I tell people, Sharona, numbers following you around are messages from spirit. What I mean by that is, okay, you know, it's a coincidence if you see a set of numbers and then you see it again, you know, a second time. But if you start seeing the same set of numbers, you know, 3, 4, 5 times in different places, like you notice it on a license plate you're following behind and the same numbers are on your odometer, and then you get to your destination and the address or the suite number is this set of numbers, you know, that's when it goes beyond coincidence and becomes a synchronicity. And certain ones we call angel numbers. They're typically the triple-digit numbers like 111, 444, 777. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit and what that means. I teach that in my course, Tarot by the Numbers, on tarotguild.org. And then, of course, at the International Association of Angel Practitioners on angelpractitioners.com, it's Angelic Numerology and Tarot, basically the same course, basically the same course. And I did want to mention today's show is sponsored by our big summer sale. You're going to love it. What I set up for you with the Tarot Guild, you know, speaking of that course, you can get that course, which has retailed in the past for $297. Still a steal at that price, by the way. And then you also get in this package for summer, you get your certification. Certification is optional. It's a separate fee. It's normally the first level certified tarot reader is $47. And then membership to the Tarot Guild is $37 a year. You also get membership included with this. And the whole package for summer is just $44. I kid you not. The discount code is summer 44. Yeah, that's right. It's $44. So it's summer 44 is the discount code. You can read about it and get that special only through the radio network. If you go over to tarotguild.org, you're not going to find this. You need to go to our psychictalk.net website, and the actual page is psychictalk.net/tarotsummer. And if you're not familiar with that spelling, it's T-A-R-O-T, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, R-O-T, Tarot. So it's psychictalk.net/tarotsummer, and you'll be able to get in on that $44 special. Go check it out. So how have you been? The last time we were on Sharona, we had a lot of technical difficulties. Looks like things are going really well this time, though.
Yeah, it's a perfect day, and I'm so excited about the program that we're going to be doing today. And, yeah, we have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us.
Absolutely. Let's go right into that. We got a couple of callers. Before we bring Catherine on, though, just real quickly, I wanted to mention you can call into the show. It is a live call-in show. And the phone number is 714-816-4628. Get your pen and paper ready, or your pad, or your iPad, or your telephone, or your computer, however you write down things nowadays. I know we're in the 21st century. I still use pen and paper sometimes, though. I'm going to give that number out in just a second again, but you can also join us in the chat room. Oh, you know, I haven't checked over there in a little bit. There are folks in the chat room. I see Sharona in there. Hi, guys. So the chat room is located at psychictalk.net/live. In fact, you might already be there listening to the show on the player. If you scroll down below the player, you can join us in the chat room. That's another way to listen to the show. You know, all of our shows all week long, you're going to find them at psychictalk.net/live. If you go over there right now, you're listening to us live, you can join us in the chat room. psychictalk.net/live. It's the same URL for every show on the network, as well as the telephone number. So join us in there. You can ask questions in there. Sharona, maybe you can, I'll manage the board. You can check the chat room from time to time. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
If we have questions, you know, you can ask questions. You can make comments about what we're discussing. And maybe we'll have time to read some of them on air. Also, you can ask a question as far as, you know, get a mini reading from the chat room. Of course, we give priority to the phone calls because we want to chat with you. So give us a ring. Here's that number again. Got that pad or pen and paper or something ready? Here we go. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. It's an Anaheim exchange, so I like to say that we're coming to you live from Disneyland. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, wow. So, without any further ado, we're going to bring on our guest for today. Sharona, you want to take it away and tell folks about our guest?
I will. Today we have someone absolutely fabulous. Her name is Catherine Hahn. And Catherine is an intuitive energy healer and an intuitive life coach. And she lives in Wisconsin with her husband and three very cute and energetic little boys. In addition to being an angel practitioner, she's also an event planner and a custom crafter. And her journey began when she was just a little girl. She would pick up the phone before it would ring, and she would also call people out of the blue when they needed to talk. But she didn't realize what a gift this was until last year, when she had to go through a very dark and painful period in her life. And this is when her intuition was awakened. And she also learned about the law of attraction, and soon she found Reiki. And these things started her on the journey that brings us here today with us and helps her become the fabulous healer that she is today. Welcome, Catherine Hahn.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. Catherine, welcome to Psychic Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for the great welcome.
Great to have you here. Sharona was introducing you, I was like thinking, oh, all of our favorite stuff, right? You know? Oh, wow. So tell us about this awakening, because you've been you've been getting messages from spirit and things have been happening for a long time, but you only had, you know, this cosmic wake-up call relatively recently, you know, a year ago. So, you know, take us through that. How did that happen for you?
So, you know, as when I was a kid, I was, I guess you could call me an old soul. You know, I would be, you know, giving advice to people and, you know, some would take it, some wouldn't. And there were many times where I still remember picking up the phone before the phone would even ring. And, you know, I had one of those, remember those rotary phones at home?
Absolutely.
Sometimes,
absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes
we're old
I'd
here.
Pick up the phone. yeah, sometimes I'd pick up the phone and some, like, before it rang, and someone would be on the other line, on the other side. I'd be like, hello, and someone would answer. and
wow.
So when it came to this reawakening, so what happened was I lost three babies. Through miscarriage and stillbirth. And that started in 2007. And it was back to back. So it kind of started me on a spiral downward. And I didn't really realize it was, you know, just grief and things like that. And then I had my oldest. I was on bed rest, with some strict bed rest, for 6 months. And then had him, and then had my twins not too long after. And they came at 26 weeks. And so after having them and being in the NICU for 3 months, I didn't realize that I needed some help until after they came home. So I did start on meds, but a month in, I found out that I was allergic to it, which does not happen really with the meds I was on. So I was, you know, after that, I weaned off of it and looked for something to help me with my emotions, with just how I was feeling. And that's when I came across Law of Attraction, which kind of started the whole cycle of learning. So I did a lot of research. And during that research, I found Reiki. And it really just got me intrigued to learn more. So I actually signed up for the course and found that that was where I was supposed to be. And I know you're going to be talking about angel numbers. That's when angel numbers started popping up everywhere for me. 1111, 111, 555. Yeah, that's when it all just kind of started.
Awesome. Sharona, what do you want to find out from Catherine?
Well, I know you work with angels. How do you use angels in your work with your clients?
So, especially when it comes to energy healing, I will, you know, prepare for grounding, and it just kind of, when I first started with this, it just kind of happened. I was grounding, and I was all prepared with, I also use crystals. So, you know, I had my crystals out, I was in meditative mode, and the angels just kind of appeared. It first started with a green energy, and I got the feeling of it being Archangel Raphael. So it kind of just started with that, and then I was learning more about the angels and archangels, and
you know, more started appearing. So I had Archangel Metatron with me, as well as Archangel Michael. And they just would start, you know, coming when I had clients, and they just, yeah, they just kind of appear. And through intuition and through them speaking to me, I kind of, you know, would go with the flow, and I'd be able to see what they were doing and what they wanted me to do. And that's kind of how my intuitive energy healing started.
Fantastic. What's the most amazing encounter that you've had with an angel?
I don't have like one of those miraculous experiences that you hear about on media. But I've always had them giving me those gut feelings and, you know, my intuition just kicking in. So those intuitive nudges that they give me, you know, if they'll
exactly,
you know, give me,
yes,
yeah, they'll give me a sign and say that, oh, you should call this person. And I would call them or message them, and it would be at the right time.
Like the angel numbers we're going to talk about, too, later on in the show. You know, all these different signs. They don't necessarily always just, like, you know, appear in front of you with this, you know, this giant, you know, visitation type thing. You know, it's much more subtle, and I think that's why people miss it all the time. We're actually receiving these messages all the time. It's just we're not tuning into the fact that we're receiving these messages. And hopefully after we talk about this, folks are going to start noticing this themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Let me ask you, you know, as long as we're on that track, you know, how things started like that. How did you, I don't know if you've said this already, but, you know, how did you translate or shift from all of this to I have to work with clients professionally? And how did you do that?
So after I started Reiki, I started getting a lot of what happens is a lot during, I don't know if it happens to you, but I'll be in the shower and getting all of these different messages. Ideas popping into my head. And,
that happens to me, too.
Times it was,
yeah,
I call it the psychic phone booth. I think I heard it from somewhere else, too. I just kept getting the message saying that this is where I'm supposed to go. You know, they're like, create a website and charge this. And I was like, okay. And I started doing that, and I actually created a website. And as soon as I did that, I received a call from a radio station. And I was surprised because I had just created the website and I hadn't told anyone about it.
That's amazing.
So
what happened?
So she called me. She was she is a intuitive herself, and she's like, I would like to have you on as an intuitive energy healer or intuitive healer. And at that time, I wasn't even calling myself that, but I had heard from my own intuition saying that you should be an intuitive healer. And actually, it was funny because that happened that morning. So when I received this call, I was like, oh, wow. and that was just my, my confirmation that that's what I was
supposed
to do.
I was just going to say that. It's great confirmation too, right?
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, how did you find the International Association of Angel Practitioners, angelpractitioners.com? And why did you decide to go through the, you know, you're already having all these great messages and already working with clients as an energy healer and a consultant, you know, advisor, however you want to label it. But then you decided mm-hmm. to go through Maria Moss's certified angel practitioner course, and then you got certified as an angel practitioner. You know, how did you find the IAP, and why did you go through that route? Why did you feel it was necessary to get certified too?
Well, it was all intuition, but also I was doing some oracle readings for myself. And one of the cards that popped up was, you need to find a spiritual group, a community. So I just went online and I was doing a search. And actually, it kind of started with mediumship because I was kind of interested in it. So I was doing a search and actually found Janet first. I kind of went through the course, but then I kind of got a detour and found Maria, so you know, we were talking and we clicked. So I took her course, and then during the course I found the IAAP. I was like, okay. That sounds like a great community because there's so much out there for practitioners. That's kind of how it all just came about. And I decided to join because, you know, when you have that certification and that title, you know, it really draws in other people, you know, seeing that you are certified. So, you know, that's why, you know, I did become certified.
Awesome. Oh, just real quickly, we are going to go to phone calls, and in a little while, we are going to get to the angel numbers that a lot of you have tuned in for. Don't worry, we're going to get there. If you're in the phone line, you're in the queue right now, don't go anywhere, okay? Because if you hang up and call back in, you're going to be pushed down in the line because we take in the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So 714-816-4628. If you want to jump on the phone lines now, you know, that's starting to fill up, you should get in there and get your spot now so we can get to you. 714-816-4628. Give us a ring there. And follow-up questions there, Sharona, for Catherine? Anything else?
I know that you work with crystals and you work also with oracle decks. Do you have like a favorite deck that you like to work with?
I have so many different decks that I love. I probably have like 20 decks with me. but a lot of it is because I work with clients and I intuitively choose for them. So, like, I'll choose three different decks for a client and use that. So, you know, it's nice to have all the different decks. But I would have to say one of my favorites is the Crystal Angels one that I have, as well as a Love and Light one. But, yeah, I have so many different ones. it's a lot to list.
Oh, I have, like, 300 decks. You're talking to someone who I need to get a bigger apartment to put my decks in. And I love the Crystal Angels deck too. In fact, I have it right here. I've been playing with taking the names of the crystals. Like, for example, if you take rose quartz and you do numerology, you get number one. So I've been kind of organizing my crystals using numerology and playing with that theme. So, but I love that deck too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and when you work with your clients, do you recommend that they talk to their angels or, you know, it's such a wonderful technology.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so whenever I work with clients, I actually, before our session, I actually have them meditate as well as journal because, you know, I really feel that, you know, all these different things can come out while they do that, they can have their angels, their guides, showing up for them, talking to them. So yeah, I do encourage that with my clients.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Terrific, terrific. And you mentioned, you know, a nice segue into our topic today, angel numbers. You mentioned, Catherine, seeing those messages yourself early on.
Yeah.
What's your experience been?
Well, recently, for a long time, ever since, I would say probably 2016 is when I really started noticing the numbers. So 1111 would be a big one that I'd see all the time. And 111. It's just, I've been noticing every time I look on my phone, at the clock, I'll see a number that is very common. I see my family's birthday numbers all the time. So my birthday, my boy's birthdays, my husband's birthday, our anniversary, which is Valentine's Day. And recently, like actually yesterday and the day before, I've been seeing a lot of 555.
That's interesting because today's numerology, the whole date reduces to a 5, and 5 is that high energy number. It's the number of adventure. It's also the other side of the coin. It's the chaos number in numerology, and it's that energy that, you know, we actually need the chaos to break us free of the limiting structure at 4 so we can get to the higher numbers, 6, 7, 8, 9. In numerology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you're seeing that 555. You know, typically in numerology, larger numbers, we add the numbers together and we keep adding them together till we get to a single digit. But you don't do that with angel numbers. With angel numbers, when you see 555, 111, 333, they're wanting you to look at that number. So if it's 333, they're saying, hey, Catherine, number 3, it's important right now, you know. I did want to mention, though, that, you know, although 111 through 999 are the classic angel numbers, really any set of numbers that you're seeing, 157, 281, are messages as well. And they're wanting you to look at the string of numbers. They want you to look at the 2 energy, the 8 energy, and the 1 energy with 281 as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And 1111 has been following people since, like, you know, right before 2012, you know, when the Mayan calendar ended, 11 being the Master Illuminator number. And so it's basically the Master Illuminator twice, 11 and 11. They're wanting you to look at that. It's the message is more of a cosmic wake-up call. People also see 111 a lot to get them started. In other words, they want you to see that, and then as soon as you start paying attention and they know you're paying attention, then they're going to send you different messages. So after people finally tune into the 111 or the 1111, you might see 1111 on your digital clock face or on a license plate or, you know, anywhere, string of phone numbers or something. And once you start, you know, consciously going, oh, there's that 1111 again, a lot of people, most people, see the message then change to something else, and they're giving you guidance along the way, what you need to know. It's not as specific as you get when you go to an angel practitioner, a card reader, and ask specific questions, get specific guidance. You know, it's a little bit more subtle than that, but generally they're nudging you in the right direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So actually yesterday I was working with a deck and I got a change card. And I believe 555 has to do with change, right?
Exactly. Yes. That's the whole thing. As I said, you get to 4, which is structure, and then five breaks you free of the structure, and the energy is much, much higher. You can get a lot more done. I know earlier when we were talking about all the technical difficulties we had a couple weeks ago, someone brought up Mercury retrograde. It's the same thing with Mercury retrograde. There's two sides to the coin. People always latch on to the, oh, you know, it's Mercury retrograde. We're going to have problems with electronics and all this stuff's going to go wrong that way. But it's also a time of high energy. You can get a lot done during Mercury retrograde. It's the same thing when the five energy is coming up, when you're in a 5 day or a personal year of five. It's a high energy time. You can get a lot done, but it's also the chaos number. But see, chaos is what allows us to make the change and to move forward. So five, like the five cards in tarot come up, and often they're scary cards. Often they're cards that, you know, no one wants to get a five, you know. But in reality, it could be a very good thing. It's pointing out the change. And so, yes, when you see 555, change is coming. So you saw that, Catherine. Yeah,
and it's funny because I've been having a lot more energy the last couple days. Right before the eclipse, I was a little bit lower on energy, but ever since, you know, after that, like, I've been having a lot more. And I have three kids, you know, so it's always exhausting. That is very interesting to find out.
And just as an aside, real quickly, how you derive that information, we're talking about the date, is you add the entire date, 8/13/2018, so 8 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 is 23, 2 plus 3 is 5. That's how you get 5 for the date. And so it's telling us about, you know, changes, high energy today, good time to go ride roller coasters, just saying that. Anyway, but the date is, the day itself is the 13th. Well, 1 plus 3 is 4. 4 is that number of structure. So if you look at both of those, so you're getting the energy of 4 and the energy of 5. So this is a really good time to take advantage, you know, today, this particular day, and take advantage of the high energy and make plans, study, set things in motion, set goals and create plans in relation to the goals. For, you know, that's establishing structure with 4, and you're taking advantage of the high energy of 5. So just a little bit about that real quick here. So, ladies, before we say any more about angel numbers, why don't we take a phone call? You guys ready?
Sure. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got some folks that have been holding on a long time, and we're going to take the calls in the order that they came in, but there's still time to get into the queue, folks. So give us a call right now, 714-816-4628. You can also jump into our chat room at psychictalk.net/live. That's psychictalk.net/live. And I know Sharona is monitoring the chat room. I see Vivian in there, one of our hosts from Tuesdays. They're coming back in September, folks. September 4th, they're on the way. Yes. So if you have questions, you know, Sharona's going to take care of you in the chat room there, psychictalk.net/live. And we're going to go to the phone calls. Area code 469 has been holding on for 47 minutes. Wow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is LaShondra. I'm in Texas.
LaShondra. Absolutely. What would you like to chat about?
Okay, so I did my background check last week for my teaching job. School starts on Monday, the 20th, and I'm just trying to see, do you see my background check coming back this week? Will I be able to start on Monday? I guess I'm just trying to see.
Okay, let's go to Catherine and see what's coming up. Any messages for LaShondra regarding that, Catherine?
I would say that I can see it coming, but I feel like there's something. I'm sorry. that sounds kind of, but I do see it coming. It might not be at like right away.
Okay.
But I do see it coming.
Are you,
getting something from them?
I'm getting also there is something coming, but and it's going to be something that's really perfect for you. Are you looking into something else in addition to this? Because it just almost seems like there's just something, be ready for something totally unexpected to open up for you.
I wasn't expecting anything else, but I'm open.
There's something else out there. I feel that something even greater is on its way.
Once I get into this position?
I see it as being something that you're just going to, when it shows up, it's going to be, it's going to be perfect for you.
Okay.
Awesome. I hope that helped you out, LaShondra. We got to go on to another call, but thanks for calling in. Yeah. And remember, folks, if we don't get to your call today, or even if we do, we have different hosts with different talents all week long. You're going to love it. And it's the same phone number, 714-816-4628. And all you do is go to psychictalk.net/live, and you'll always see what the next upcoming show is. Let's see. Let's take another call who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Joanna in Florida.
Oh, Florida. How's it going in Florida these days?
Between the heat and the storms and the sun. I was just joking with someone the other day about that. It's hot and rainy.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's why I asked that.
Yeah.
So what do you want to chat about with us today? You're on with Catherine Hahn and Sharona Rapsey.
Yes, hello, ladies. I have a question. I received a job offer earlier. I decided to apply for positions that I haven't had for a while, and this is in the same field. And I wondered how you saw this going, because I very much want to accept this position.
I think it's going to be a tremendous opportunity. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is something
that you've been looking for, and I just see it as the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. This is what you've been waiting for.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, great. Well, that answered my question. Okay.
There you go. See, sometimes it's quick and easy and painless, right?
That was. There you go. Well, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much and bless you all.
Thank you. I pulled some cards for her, too. And, you know, I got the Eight of Pentacles, and that's we're talking numerology a little today. So eight is the number of abundance and prosperity in numerology. And in the card, the person is, you know, working hard at their career, you know, so it's showing that for Joanna. I got the Justice card talking about balance, and it's talking about, you know, the justice of the whole thing. You know, she's finally getting where she's really supposed to be. And as she goes through what she's doing, I also got the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Cups is telling me to, you know, really tune into your intuition and let it guide you as you go forward with this new position, because it's really going to help you out and get ahead, especially. Awesome stuff. Wow, we're all over the place. We got tarot, we got numerology, we got angels. I'm loving the energy today. And by the way, remember we just talked about it being a 5-date, you know, and that high energy. I mean, you can just feel it on the show today, can't you?
Yeah. You can feel the energy and the adventure, mm-hmm. and the fun. And
Yes. And, you know, the best way, you know, talking about the, you know, in numerology, there's only the numbers 1 through 9. And so once you learn that and learn a little bit about how numerology works, you're able to really work with the angel numbers. My course that I mentioned at the beginning of the show teaches all this, teaches the numerology, teaches the angel numbers, and also teaches tarot. It's called Tarot by the Numbers because we go through tarot breaking it up numerologically 1 through 9. And it's a wonderful trip through all of the cards in tarot and how to do readings, but you get a strong foundation in numerology. And as a bonus, I've added the angel number portion of my angelic numerology and tarot course onto the Tarot by the Numbers course as well. Lots of goodies and extras. You can read about it at tarotguild.org/learn. But remember the sale. That's right. You can get it instead of $97. You get that whole package deal with your membership, certification, and the course for just $44 at psychictalk.net/tarotsummer. Go check that out. And as a resource, I just popped this in the chat room. And it's a website that I've been using for a long, long time. You know, I was actually going to build this resource on the Tarot Guild website, angelpractitioners.com, and psychictalk.net. But it is a huge endeavor going into all of these numbers. And over at Joan Sacred Scribes, it's all there for you. So rather than reinventing the wheel, I just send people over there. Now, it's Sacred Scribes, Angel Numbers, .blogspot.com. And you'll find it in our chat room. I'll try to pop it into our Facebook page, Psychic Talk Radio. And it's let me give that again in case you're writing this down and you can't get to where I'm posting this, okay? So it's Sacred Scribes Angel Numbers .blogspot.com. And go check that out because it's a fantastic resource. All the angel numbers, the numbers 1 through 9, double digit, we call master numbers, triple digit numbers, which are the angel numbers, and every other combination possible of numbers. It takes you all the way up to, at least all the 4-digit numbers. It's just a fantastic and, can I say, huge resource that I didn't want to replicate.
I'm on it now. It's fabulous. I'm looking at it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I go on there all the time. This is great.
Are you going on there all the time?
Yes, I go on there all the time. That's how I kind of started. I just Googled angel numbers.
Yes.
And it popped up, yeah.
Now, the nice thing, though, if you learn numerology like you do in my course, then all of that comes naturally without you having to even look at the resource. And if you already have that information, then using this resource makes it even that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Another thing I wanted to mention real quick before we talk more about angel numbers and take more phone calls is that I mentioned, in the conversation interviewing Catherine, we talked about the Certified Angel Practitioner course that Catherine took and got certified with Maria G. Moss. Well, Maria has her course, we call it the CAP course, Certified Angel Practitioner course. She has that on sale for $44 also. So you can get my course and her course for $88. I mean, it is a fraction of what these courses cost. Normally, like $197 a piece. They originally retailed for $297. Now they're on the website, angelpractitioners.com, for $197, and the tarotguild.org website. But you can get her course, CAP course, for just $44 as well as mine. Now, the way you get hers is go over to angelpractitioners.com. And at the top of any page, in that navigation bar, one of the first links is, I think it says Summer Special. Am I right about that, ladies? Let's see. We'll go over there real quick. Yeah, Summer Savings. That's what it says. Yeah. So go over to angelpractitioners.com. Click on Summer Savings. You're going to be able to grab her CAP course for $44. Go over to psychictalk.net/tarot summer to grab my course. Awesome stuff, folks. And we have some phone calls, some callers in the queue. 253, you're next, so hang in there. Don't go anywhere. Meanwhile, we do have a bunch of openings. The callers we've already gone through and a few other callers actually dropped. So if you want to jump in now, you're going to be next right after 253. That's right. So if you're listening live, call in now, 714-816-4628. So as we mentioned, you know, a little more about angel numbers is they can show up anywhere. You know, your clock display, displays on your computer, your pad. We mentioned license plates. We mentioned addresses. Typically, they're the three-digit numbers, 111 or 222, 333, 444, all the way up to 999. And they're getting you to look at not the reduced number, like 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3, but rather they want you to look at the one energy. Now, if you get a string of numbers, they want you to look at the whole string. So if you see 128, 128, 128 all over the place, they want you to look at 1, 2, and the 8 energy. And so that would be self, working with others, 2, and 8 abundance, like we just mentioned earlier. So see how easy that is? Another thing I wanted to mention is, and most people never talk about this, is the fact that those triple-digit numbers that are the angel numbers are a subset of what we call master numbers. So whenever you have the same digit multiple times, either like 22 or 333 or 7777, those are all master numbers. Most numerologists either don't know this or don't even talk about this, but I actually have a whole listing of all those numbers. And gosh, I have to pop that in on our Facebook or maybe on the Twitter too. So go check that out on our website, psychictalk.net. You can find our Twitter and our Facebook. Join the group. And I just wanted to point that out, that 111 through 999 are actually master numbers, triple-digit master numbers. And we often talk about the double-digit master numbers. Most numerologists only talk about the master illuminator number 11, sometimes the master builder number 22. More rarely, occasionally you'll hear a numerologist talk about 33. That's the master healer, master teacher number. My life path is a 33 as an example. And then the rarest here on Earth of the master numbers is 44, which is the master manifestor number. Most numerologists don't even bring that up. But it doesn't stop there. 55 through 99 are also master numbers. Now, what's interesting is when you look at the numbers and you reduce them, so 11 is 1 plus 1 is 2, 22 is 2 plus 2 is 4. As you go down, you get all the even numbers in the 1 through 9 whole numbers in numerology. And then from 5 down, you get all of the odd numbers, 1 through 9. And there's a reason for this. You don't see 55 through 99 occurring naturally here in the physical realm. Those numbers, and the reason why they reduce to the odd numbers is odd is singular. And in the spiritual realm, everything is singular. Everything's happening at once. Whereas in the physical realm, it's all based on duality. Mm-hmm. And the even numbers represent duality, 2, 4, 6, 8. So that's why you only get master numbers 11, 22, 33, and 44 in relation to like life path numbers and things like that. Interestingly enough, if you take the angel numbers, 111 through 999, and reduce them to single digits, guess what you get? You get 369, 369, 369. 3, 6, and 9 are the subset of the whole numbers 1 through 9 that deal with communication and creativity. What does the word angel mean? Messenger. Messenger from God, or the messengers from the divine. That's why all the angel numbers reduced to a 3, a 6, or a 9. Obviously, 9 and, you know, 3 is a subset of 6, and 3 and 9, 3 and 6 are both subsets of 9. All those numbers, 3, 6, and 9, are creativity and communication numbers, especially 3. So when you see 3, 3 a lot, you know, they're wanting you to look at the number 3. It's talking about communication and creativity. It's a message from spirit, a message from your angels to pay attention to your words, to think before you talk, to work on communication, to be more creative. So, you know, let your creative juices flow, as they say. So there's a little information about angel numbers, master numbers, how all of this works. And just to give you a little quick example of all the things you learn in my Tarot by the Numbers course. Let's see. Let's go back, ladies, and take another phone call. See, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 253. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Maureen. I'm calling from the Great Northwest. Thank you for taking my call and for all that info about the numbers. That was really fascinating and helpful. Really
awesome.
Helpful. So I got a question today. Well, actually, in numbers too, I see 1111 a lot, but also 55 mm-hmm. and 99 have been coming up kind of arbitrarily. But my real question is, what's that next door that's going to open for me? My work has really taken off, which is fabulous. But I'd like to have that little partnership dance here, but nothing's happening.
Okay, so we'll have Catherine and Sharona pull some cards or get messages from the angels for you in regards to that. In regards to the numerological part, you know, the angel numbers you're seeing, yeah, and it's interesting, you're seeing master numbers like 55 and 99. And so here's another example where the message from spirit, it doesn't have to be those triple digit angel numbers. It most often is, but it doesn't have to be. It can be any string of numbers that you keep seeing the same numbers over and over, over again. Of course, we already talked about the 1111, 11 being the master illuminator number. And it's trying to get you, Maureen, to pay attention to this. And as soon as you start to pay attention to this, you start getting other messages. And, of course, 55 is wanting you to, you know, they want you to look at that 5 energy, whether you're getting 55 or 555 or 555555, any grouping of fives, you know. It's that high energy that we talked about earlier. Now, 99, they're trying to get you to look at 9. We haven't talked about that yet. 9 is the end of the cycle. There's only whole numbers 1 through 9, and then the cycle starts over again at 1. So if we're talking about your life path, you know, 9 is usually the old souls. If we're talking about your personal
year
number.
9 is my life path, yeah, 9. Yeah, 9 is
there
my
you
life
go.
Path, so that would make sense.
There mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah, so if we're talking about your personal year number and you're in a 9 year, it's a year of endings, completion. Taking a stock of everything, you know, okay, are there relationships no longer working for me that I can, you know, get rid of, discard? Belief systems that aren't working for me. Literally mm-hmm. and figuratively cleaning out
here,
the
though.
Closet.
I'm in a 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just giving an example, not for you particularly,
sure.
but for everybody listening. You know, if you're seeing 999 or you're seeing 99, it's saying, hey, you know, take a look at this. You know, you may want to look at the different areas of your life. It could be physical stuff. Maybe you need to clean out the garage, empty the closets. You know, if you haven't seen or worked or used whatever's in your closets, your garage for, you know, it's been 6 months or a year, you know, maybe you don't need it. Just, you know, clear those things out there, you know. In your particular case, you know, so here you are in a 3 year creativity and communication, and you're seeing 55, high energy number, changes, you know, it's wanting you to, you know, really look at that. And then you're seeing 99, which is also, you know, 9 is your life path. So I think they really want you to get in sync with that. Really follow your life path. You know, 9s are also the philanthropists. They want to help the world. They have extraordinary, you know, gifts and knowledge, and you need to pass that on to people and help people. So that's what I see coming up with all of those numbers. Now, as far as your romance question. Let's see what Catherine and Sharona have going here. Catherine, anything for Maureen
so
on
for that?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, are you feeling stuck in any way, energy-wise, or just stuck in life?
A little bit, like in a standstill. Not so much stuck, but more of a standstill. I've written two books now. Mm-hmm. My other work's taken off, so I don't feel totally stuck, but I, romance-wise, it just nothing's coming in the radar, so I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting.
I was going to say if maybe it's time to look at what are your passions in life?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm just following that totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I got
you know,
the lover's card for you. Mm-hmm. And I immediately got a picture. I know you said that you write. You should write a love letter to yourself and put into that love letter just that it's a lover that's coming to you, and to put in there how much you love yourself and the qualities that you have. And I just see that writing, creating the change and bringing that soulmate to you.
Cool.
Yeah,
I just wrote a book about lovers, actually, and
it's
out there in the market now, so that's cool. I'll do it for myself now.
You're the expert,
Maureen,
already. You know, what's the title of your book so we can tell everybody?
Baby, It's You, Messages from Deceased Heroes. So these guys died in war, life, stateside accidents, suicide, and it's the love story, how they met. Now, how they meet now. She hears his voice. She smells him. She feels his touch. You guys know all about this work.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Okay, so what I'm getting is, okay, why don't you take your own advice and sort of, you know, open up to all this? In other words, I'm getting the Queen of Cups, which is talking about, you know, working with your intuitions, your psychic ability, involving this. And the card right after that is the Hangman. Okay, he has not been hung upside down. He has hung himself upside down in order to think outside the box and to look at the world 180 degrees upside down from how the rest of the world looks at it. So, you know, take chances, think outside the box, get outside of your comfort zone, because the very next card is the Three of Cups, celebration, getting together with the girls, getting out there, you know, letting the creative juices flow. There's that three again. It's three card, you know, creativity, communication, getting together with people of like mind, like interest, and it's going to come natural. You're going to start meeting potential soulmates through that because you're going to have the same interests, and that's what I've been doing.
So that affirms to keep doing it. So thank you for that.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Keep
it up.
Keep it up.
You know, I also think, you know, I got the Eight of Swords. Oh, my God, all those swords. Eight is a number of abundance. It's the last card that popped up. So, you know, you're right at the precipice of, you know, really realizing that. But you're surrounded by too many thoughts. It's holding you back. It's, you know, you need to focus in on one thing, one thought, and, you know, set that as the goal. And then move towards that. You know, we're talking a lot of law of attraction here. We're talking about becoming in resonance with, you know, harmonic vibration, you know, with how you want your life to be as far as having a significant other in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's coming up in the cards.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else, ladies, before we let Maureen go, Catherine, Sharona?
Just open your heart. There's so many good things coming to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and good luck with your books. Two books in publication already. And that sounds like, wow, that's really cool. Things are really moving along career-wise. And, you know, that's typically how it happens, isn't it? Where one part of our life is hanging, lagging behind always. You ever notice that?
I've noticed that, yes.
Corona? Okay.
Yeah.
It happens, you know, and I was, you know, studying some life coaching earlier today, and we were talking about goals. And, you know, most people don't set goals. Most people, they don't know what they want. And until you know exactly what you want, you can't put that request in to the universe. You can't type the address into the cosmic GPS until you know exactly what that address is. And people are like, well, you know, I want to find that job, or I want to find that guy, or, you know, I want more money. It's like, well, you know, first of all, you don't really want more money. What you want is what the money will buy. So don't say it in terms
exactly.
of money. You know, I want $1 million. Don't say that. Say you want this specific thing and make that your goal and envision what's it going to be like when you receive that thing or get that job or get your career going or start that relationship with that significant other that just this person just clicks with you. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Who's shuffling around there? I just want to let you guys know. Got a lot of background noise going on. Okay, it's quiet now. So most people do it as a wish. And, you know, for me, even sending out a ton of resumes when you're trying to get that job, you know, to me, that's like throwing a dart at a dartboard, you know, and maybe not even hitting the dartboard. You're hitting the wall, you know, and you're basically letting life happen to you. You're basically taking whatever you can get. You're settling rather than going, okay, you know, the perfect job for me is this, and I am setting my goal. This is what I'm getting. And, you know, otherwise it's just wishful thinking. It's just, you know, well, it'd be nice to get $1 million, you know. Sure, all of us say that, right? You know, but that's not setting any kind of concrete goal that the universe can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd just put that out there for all of our listeners. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we're at the top of the hour. Actually, gone over a couple of minutes here. I don't know if you ladies want to take another call or two, or if you want to call it a day. Boy, that went fast, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Awesome.
We can take another call. I can take another call. Let's take another call.
Okay. Let's take another call. And remember, if we don't get your calls today, you can always, you know, tune in on another day. And in September, we're going back to more of a full schedule. We're kind of on a summer break right now where we're on a relaxed schedule. A lot of our shows are on hiatus. Some shows are doing shows like every other week instead of weekly. The next show coming up I wanted to mention is August 16th, Patterns of Drama with Anna Nola and Lottie Whalen. And Lottie is the – gosh, where's Lottie again? She's in Stockholm. And Anne is in Greece right now, I believe, unless she went back to Stockholm. But talk about international hosts, right? And they're going to be talking about Patterns of Drama, part two, because Sue Schumacher, Anne's normal co-host, they started this a few weeks back. So they're tying things up. Sue is – off this week because, you know, she just had some surgery and stuff like that. So, you know, we want to send out healing wishes to Sue and hope that she has a speedy recovery and comes back on the air quickly here. Meanwhile, though, Lottie is going to fill in with Anne. Lottie and her hubby, Francois, Frankie, they're actually going to be starting a brand new show on Psyche Talk in September.
Woo-hoo!
Just thought I'd throw that out for you guys. So that's the next show where you can join us this coming Thursday. Tune in and call in. Same telephone number. And trying to see what else is going on. Of course, we've got Goddess Guidance is back on Fridays. And I will be doing a Psychic Saturday with Mary Brown on Saturday the 18th. And then I will be back on with Janet Boyer on Wednesday the 22nd. We're continuing our journey through the Tarot Minor Arcana. This week, this upcoming week, we're going to be talking about, actually it's, I think it is next week. Yeah. We're going to be talking about the five cards in tarot, just like we've been talking about today. I brought up the five cards earlier, and we've been talking about that five energy. Tune in next Wednesday, the 22nd, and you're going to learn all about that. All righty. So that's what's coming up. And we're going to go to who's been waiting the longest, area code 708. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dan, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois, all right. What do you want to chat about?
I want to chat about I'm working at starting a animal communication business, and I wanted to know what the numbers, angel numbers are for it. Because I get a lot of angel numbers.
Okay.
I get more two double numbers. So anytime I see two of the same number in a set mm-hmm. of three, that to me more, information than the 333 or 444.
Yeah, well, people see them differently. You know, they'll see different numbers. People don't always see the angel numbers, the classic angel numbers, which are the master number, triple digit master numbers. You know, sometimes people just see master numbers, you know, they see 11 or 55 or something like that, you know, or they see a string of numbers that don't, you know, they're not even master numbers. They're not the same digit over and over. It's multiple different digits, you know, and it really goes the other direction. Like people see, you know, and it's very subjective too, you know, like they've come out with dream journals and dream encyclopedias and things like that. And people, you know, analyzing people's dreams and, you know, it's so subjective because each one of us has very specific symbology for different things. And so, you know, I can't analyze your dreams. Only you can analyze your dreams. I can give you little clues about things, you know, but that's why these dream encyclopedias don't always work. It's the same thing with angel numbers. I really can't tell you the numbers. You can tell me the numbers and I can give you a clue as to, you know, what that might mean, but it could mean something completely different for you because it's very, very subjective. And, you know, we tell people, you know, call in with your angel number, especially if I'm on, because I can, you know, take a look at that from a numerological perspective, but then you have to place that in relation to what's going on in your life to really get the message, you know. Now, I can't go the other direction. I can't give you the numbers for becoming a pet psychic, as an example, you know, animal communicator, because it's too subjective. It's specific to you what that message would be, you know. You giving me the information the other direction, I could possibly help you out with it, but there are no numbers that are specifically, you know, for animal communication. I do want to mention that we do have an animal communicator. I don't know if you heard Caressing Your Soul on the last Sunday of the month on Psychic Talk with Natalie Anderson. She is fantastic. I highly recommend that you tune in on the last Sunday. You can also listen to her past shows by going to psychictalk.net/caressing. And it's caressing spelled with a K. And she spelled it with a K for a specific reason. We're not going to go into that. But it's caressing with a K. So it's psychictalk.net/caressing. Or if you're on the website, psychictalk.net, on any page in the right-hand column, just scroll down until you see Caressing Your Soul show and just click on that. And you'll be able to listen to her. And also you'll find her under hosts, you know, on the website, psychictalk.net. And you can contact her and talk to her about her journey. And she can give you pointers about, you know, becoming an animal communicator. I wanted to ask the ladies, Catherine, Sharona, are you getting anything for Anne, you know, around animal communication, working as a pet psychic, any of those things?
Well, I think you're going to be great at it, Anne. Your plans are on target. I do think it would be, I mean, you need to find someone who would be like a mentor or a coach. You know, find the right person to help you out. I think Dax is talking too. Do you know about, you know, maybe you need to get your numerology chart done to find out what your life path is. I also see numerology-wise, coming up with a name for your business and then working with a mentor or a numerologist that could help you make sure that the letters were in keeping with success. But you're definitely on the right path. But just bring like a mentor in that can help tweak everything.
Oh, and by the way, Natalie Anderson does do mentoring. She does train animal communicators, so you definitely would want to get a hold of her. She's fantastic. Every time she has her radio show, it's only once a month, the last Sunday of the month, but the phone lines are just jam-packed, Anne. It's unbelievable. They just love her. And so you could possibly work with her, you know, maybe even long distance, you know, like via Skype or something like that. So check that out. By the way, her page is psychictalk.net/Natalie. It's that easy. And she's got all her ways to contact her there, right there on that page. She's Natalie Anderson on Facebook. She's Natalie New York Medium, I believe, on Twitter. Of course, she's a psychic medium for people, too, not just for animals. But check that out. I think you're going to be far ahead then. And if you can hook up with Natalie. Thanks for the call. Hope that helped
you
out.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. And we're going to go to one last call before the end of the show here, folks. Area code 313 is the last lucky caller. Are you there, 313?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
What's your name, hon? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ebony. I'm Ebony calling from Detroit.
Awesome. So what's your question for us today? You're talking with Catherine Hahn, Sharona Rapsik.
How to help me with my depression and start to, I don't know, fix my money situation. I don't know if those two are connected. I know they are, but I'm trying to figure out how to get over this funk.
Okay, we're in a funk. Catherine, she's in a funk. What do we do?
So what are you doing right now to kind of move the energy here?
I try to meditate every morning, but sometimes I don't get up before the kids, and then I'll just say forget it. I'm trying to eat better.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I don't know.
I totally understand.
It's not working. I'm fucking irritated every day.
I totally understand about I do understand about being busy. I have three kids of my own. I do suggest maybe meditating right before bed or even while you're in bed. You don't have to be quiet. It doesn't have to be completely silent. But just kind of tune in to your guide and see what comes up, because it's great that you're eating healthy too. That really does help. But yeah, I would say, you know, really ask your angels, because whenever you ask, they're going to come and be there for you. So ask for any guidance. And right before going to sleep, if you ask for something, they can talk to you even in your dreams. So
I suggest that all the time.
Yes. And then follow that intuition of yours, that gut feeling that you get. Because I know you get it, especially with those kids. That's very important.
What about you, Sharona? You seen anything?
Well, one thing I think you need to raise your vibrations. You know, do you like music? Do you like to dance? I mean, that, you know, something that'll shake you out of, as you say, out of the funk and raise your vibrations, and things will look a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go see a funny movie, laugh, laughter, dance, all those things help to raise your vibration. And once your vibration is raised, it makes it everything will look different. You know, just have to, you know, find a way to have fun in the course of your day. I mean, do you do any creative activities? Do you sing? Do you dance? Do you do artwork? All those things will, you know, make you happy and, you know, kind of shake out the darkness.
You know, Sharona, okay. we call that in NLP changing state. And
exactly.
And how you feel and think are connected to your kinology, your kinesthetics, physical movement and such like that. You know, if you stand up and roll your shoulders back and lift your chin up, put a smile on your face, it is really hard to feel anything negative. It's very hard to be unhappy when you change your state. And as far as I call the power poses, there's a post on my website, daxcarlisle.com, all about power poses and a video from a TEDx talk about this researcher who researched all about this, you know. And the power poses, you know, like standing up, you put your legs shoulder width apart, your hands up in the air with the fists, you know, just like Rocky on the stair steps there, the museum in Philadelphia, you know, or on your putting your fists on your waist and standing there in the Wonder Woman pose.
Yes,
I know it sounds a little silly, but it works. You can change your state yourself just with your kinesthetic, just by changing your posture and standing up and doing that every once in a while. Notice your breathing as well, getting focused in on your breathing. And you could do that. You don't have to wait till you're alone, quiet, doing meditation. You could be feeding the kids in the kitchen and strike a power pose. Mommy is Wonder Woman. And you can pay attention to your breathing as you're cooking dinner, you know, I mean, doing the dishes, you know, you can do all this. You can come into the now, get out of the past, stop worrying about the future, you know, fear, false evidence appearing real. It doesn't exist. The past doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't matter. You only have the now, and you can bring yourself into the now. Everyday chores, sweeping, doing the dishes, cooking, you know, it actually brings you into the now, especially if you pay attention to your breathing, try the power poses every once in a while, you know, and just try it. You know, the next time that you're feeling the weight of the world, you know, look at what you're doing. Are you sitting down? What's your posture? Are you slumped over? Change your posture. Stand up. Roll the shoulders back, lift the head up, put a smile on your face, and you're going to be shocked at how everything just suddenly changes in that, you know, 1 minute there. It's just absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, I hope that helped you out. Glad you called
in. I appreciate it.
And, you know, feel free to call back. You know, of course, you can call back again. Ann and Lottie will be on Thursday. Anybody that we missed your call, or even people that have already called in, you know, go ahead and, you know, give them a call on Thursday and, you know, ask a different question or the same question, you know, get some different perspective. But I love calls like hers, Catherine and Sharona, because not only does it help the caller, but everybody listening get something out of what we just talked about as an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. So on this 5 date, we really felt the energy on this show. It's been a fantastic show. Thanks so much for being on, Catherine.
Oh, yes, thank you for having me on. And, yeah, I look forward to, you know, hearing a lot more from you and Tarona and working with you both more.
Yes. We have
Fabulous.
To have you back. Have to have you back on real soon. You know, right now, Sharona
Yes, I would love
is,
to.
Oh, good. Sharona is our newest host, and she's doing right now what we call roving. She is getting her feet wet. She is popping on shows here and there with myself, maybe other people, and just, you know, doesn't have a regularly set scheduled show, like, as an example, the Thursday show we just mentioned, you know, where it's Soul Sisters and it's Sue and Ann usually every Thursday. Those are regularly set scheduled shows, or even Natalie's once a month, the last Sunday of the month there. And of course, Frankie and Lottie, they're going to be doing the second Sunday of the month, doing a single show each month. But Sharona, I know eventually, you know, you want to get into doing regularly scheduled shows. And Catherine here, too, is interested in hosting, are you not?
Yes, I'm very interested.
Cool. So, folks, you're going to be hearing a lot more from Catherine and Sharona in the future, and I can't wait for you all to be back on Psychic Talk.
Me
awesome.
Too. I'm very excited.
Awesome.
And angel
Thank-
power.
Yes, your angels are with you. Always. And thank you guys again. And you too, Sharona, for being my co-host with our special guest, Catherine, today.
Well, Alrighty. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes, I'm going back to my
we
studies
will.
Now. Life coaching, hypnosis, NLP. I'm in the thick of it right now this month. I'm taking advantage of our relaxed schedule with the shows in order to get some more training in for myself. But don't forget, you can also check out the courses. You know, Catherine is a graduate of the Certified Angel Practitioner course. If you want to ask her, you can contact her on Facebook, ask her questions about, you know, her experience with the course and getting certified. Remember, you can grab that $197 course for just $44 at angelpractitioners.com.
And you know what? I did sign up for your tarot course today, earlier.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. That is so
cool.
Yeah,
you're
going to
love it.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh, my God. So there you go. And speaking of that, my course, to get the discount, it's the Angelic Numerology and Tarot course. You'll find it on angelpractitioners.com. It's $197. But over at tarotguild.org, my Tarot by the Numbers course is virtually the same course. Originally, we whittled it down to focusing more on tarot, but doing the numerology as well. And we had cut out everything about like the angel numbers and angels, things like that. But everybody's asking me for it, so I'm actually going to be throwing that in to the course. And normally you can join the guild for $67 and get the course included, or $97 and get certification included. But you can get the whole tarot package for just $44, just like Catherine just did. You got to get the code, though, and the link. You go over to psychictalk.net/tarot summer. psychictalk.net/tarot summer. Go grab that right now. Okay. We went way over, ladies. I'm going to say goodbye now, and thank you again, everybody, and thanks to all our Bye, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sharona. Bye, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.